With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh yes, it's that time once again. Donovan Bailey running things. Actually, this time it's running tings. I have to drop the H because somebody is on location in Jamaica and it's not me. But I do get to say, as always, Wagwan.
Man, what's up with you, dude? It's it is great to be Bacayard. It's great to be sweating right now, literally and figuratively.
He's happy to be back home. Go ahead. I'm going to keep translating for the people.
I'm so happy. I am absolutely
so. What are you doing in Jamaica? And I'm stuck here in Canada inside the beautiful Toronto Mike Studios, by the way. But I didn't get the invite. What happened?
Well, one, you can always have this invite. You know, for the people who truly know me, they understand that I make a maiden voyage usually every year to go and bring a beer to my father's grave and go sit and have a conversation with him. So I thought I have some business in Jamaica, but I certainly come and take the time to come and visit my grandmother's resting place, my father's resting place. And I definitely plan on bringing flowers to my mother's resting place. So so some business, but also a little bit of housekeeping, I guess we'd say.
Okay.
That sort of thing. But again, you know what, Jason, he's just glad to be back, glad to be eating some fresh fish from the ocean and some yam and some, you know, just some local cuisine, man. It is awesome being back. Always, always good. Awesome being back here.
Ground provisions, as we like to say. Yeah.
Okay.
The real food. So weather-wise, quickly, I don't want to ask the question, but I'm going to ask the question. Is it sunny? Is it like 80, 90? What's going on there?
It's only 30 degrees and sunny, which means that it's 90
degrees and sunny. Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter. That's okay. So now you're on the road this week. Will you be back home, your second home, for the next episode? Or how long is this trip going to last?
Well, I hope so. I plan on being back. This is a very short trip to Jamaica.
Okay.
I plan on being back, but you know, obviously, if anything's extended, and we'll do another episode from here, and then I'll definitely be back home. But I think based upon my travel plans right now, I believe I'll be back in studio. I believe so, or maybe not. Well, let's play that by ear.
Well, the beauty of technology is whether you're here or there or anywhere around the world. And this goes for our listeners as well, viewers, because you can catch a video portion as well of this program. Yeah, you can catch us anytime, anywhere, you know, do it when you can. It's all about you. So we ask that you like, share, subscribe, follow, be a part of this podcast. As we say all the time, there are so many podcast providers out there. Jason Portwando alongside the somewhat vacationing, clerical housekeeping work, Donovan Bailey. And we have to begin by looking back because you told me I didn't listen. This was the end result of Shields Marshall.
And the new undisputed women's middleweight champion of the world, the GOAT, Clarissa Shields!
Someone tried to tell me that would be the end result. I didn't listen. So I guess I got to eat some crow. And in this case, it's John Crow. I'm going to eat a piece of John Crow because, you know, he's in Jamaica. So you were right. I was wrong. What a display the women put on. Not just this fight, the entire night inside that O2 arena.
I got to tell you, Jason, I mean, you know, it's amazing that we as sports fans, you know, get to appreciate the fact that we're watching boxing and the two boxers in the ring just happen to be female. You know, for the first five rounds, first six rounds of that fight, I think that, you know, the Shields Marshall middleweight championship in the O2 demonstrated exactly why it is that these two women are the very best at what they do, because the display was some of the greatest boxing that we've seen. You know, it's obvious that you have two different styles, and styles certainly makes fights. The better athlete in the ring certainly was Clarissa, or is Clarissa still. But I'm just saying to you that it was really, it's a game changer women's card that was put on. It was certainly a successful evening. The fans looked like they're having an amazing time. And man, I mean, yeah, I definitely saw and appreciated some incredible display of sport and of women doing sports. So certainly immense appreciation and respect for both ladies putting on such incredible things and incredible fights. And congratulations to Clarissa for, you know, now she is definitely the GOAT. Definitely.
Right.
And she put that on display. You saw the heart in the last couple of rounds for her to pull it out.
Yeah, she was good early and often. And yeah, GOAT, you're right. It's the greatest woman of all
right.
time. And, you know, for the first time, we have a three-time undisputed boxing world champion on the ladies' side. And yeah, you know what? So now we move forward. Everybody wants to know, is there going to be the rematch? That's just one of the takeaways, because for me, you know, watching the women go 2 minutes per round, you know, the guys go 3 minutes, I wanted more. I don't know about you. So I would love to see them extend the idea of having the ladies go 3 minutes around as well.
Well, you know what? It certainly, you know, I mean, we live in a world where, you know, I think you and I both believe in equality. So
100%.
So, I mean, hey, if you want to go 12 rounds of 3 minutes, for one, I think that anyone's been in the boxing ring, for those of you who've gone and trained, to go in the boxing ring and be in there for 1 minute,
right?
It feels like a lifetime. 2 minutes, I'm very certain, feels like two lifetimes.
Right.
And 3 minutes is three lifetimes. So, Jason, as you know, I'll agree with you, man. I think that, you know, if they want to extend it, if this is the display of boxing that we're going to watch, there's no reason whatsoever that it should be 2 minutes. So, yes.
Yeah. I mean, some will say, well, no, it may not be as exciting. Maybe they're right. We don't know. But, you know what?
Right.
Give it a try. Give it a try. If it sticks, it sticks. It doesn't, then we just go back to what was working. But, yeah, you know what? There's a lot of great matches on tap for women's boxing. And I think this is just scratching the surface. We got end of this month in London. And then Abu Dhabi in early November, Manchester in mid-November. Leeds has a big bout as well for the IBF
right.
bantamweight title. And December 10th between Bridges and O'Connell. So, yeah, you know what? This is really picking up a lot of momentum for women's
well,
boxing.
Let me say this. I think that there's always a lot of criticisms of – the criticism is usually in women's sport is that they do not get support.
Right.
So the arenas are not being sold, sponsorship is not done, and all of that. But as we can see, Jason, I mean, if there's butts in the seats, man, then sponsorships are gonna be it's gonna be there, and if that's happening, it means that the purses are gonna there's gonna be certainly more money for all the athletes competing. So yeah, listen, why not? Why not? I mean, I think that. Again, if this is what professional boxing, at least in the championship fights, if this is what it's going to look like, and you can sell out each arena, then no one can say that society on a whole doesn't go and support women, especially women supporting women.
100%. 100%. And if there's a rematch, you and I will talk about it right here on Donovan Bailey Running Things. Oops, running
for sure.
Tings. pink. Forget about those things. Deontay Wilder, got to mention that as well. I know we're focusing in on the ladies in terms of the squared circle, but we should give him a little bit of love.
Dude, man, my God. Well, one, I think that it's incredible that, you know, it's incredible to see him come back. I mean, the last few fights with Tyson Fury was epic. We saw that. I mean, and he definitely wanted to, he went out on the shield. He definitely went out on his back or on his front or wherever he landed after Tyson Fury knocked him out. But I can tell you this, Deontay Wilder still had the greatest percentage of knockouts amongst boxers, period. He showed up, and his name is still very much in the top of heavyweight boxing. And when heavy and as boxing goes, when you've got the heavyweights doing well and selling out stadiums and knocking each other out, then the sport itself is at its highest level. And I'm telling you, his fight was absolutely incredible. You know,
it just wasn't long.
Understand this, Jason. So here, so I'm going to give you the total punch count.
Okay.
Right. Robert Helenis threw and landed. I don't know what he threw, but he landed 5 punches.
Okay. Didn't last very long in the fight, obviously.
Well, let me finish.
Okay.
Right. Robert landed 5 punches.
Okay.
Deontay Wilder landed 3. The end.
The end. Quantity.
The end. So I'm just saying.
Quantity doesn't trump quality, right? Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah. And you've got a guy who's gone back to his usual weight, which is, you know, I think he was too big. He was 240 pounds damn near when he fought Tyson Fury. I think that he wanted to, he knew that Tyson Fury is a heavier boxer and was going to lean on him. But I think that he's gotten back to where he's natural, where he's slick, he can move, he can defend, and certainly he can just set up that right hand and pow. And he did that. And I'm saying that what I'd like to see is, I mean, so obviously his name is right back in the middle of, is the thick of things.
Yeah.
I personally would like to see Deontay Wilder fight Anthony Joshua. That's what I would like to see now. You know what I mean? Now, like, I don't think Deontay needs to fight. I think that I want him to build up. I mean, obviously, I'm not part of his advisory committee, but I would like to see him fight Anthony Joshua just because of just the level of interest. And the fact is that both of them are such incredible athletes. And, you know, dude, I want to see it. I mean, I'm telling you, I want to see it. Yeah, and I hope it happens. I mean, we know that Usyk is taking a break. We don't know when he's going to fight. Tyson Fury is supposed to fight my good friend Derek Chisora. I mean, I'm looking forward to any of these guys fighting, but I'd definitely like to see Deontay Wilder versus AJ at the O2 or in Dubai or wherever it is that they can hold 80,000 people, because no matter what the stadium holds, every American, every British, every boxing fan will be there to watch it.
Deontay Wilder bouncing back, lost the 2 previous fights by knockout to Fury, as talked about, and then he lands his 21st TKO victory. I mean, geez. I mean, wow. It didn't take long. Were you surprised, just quickly before we move on, that it lasted just that? 21st first round KO for him, by the way.
I thought, you know what? I think because obviously there's a lot of detail about Helenius and was in camp to spar with Deontay before, right? Before Deontay fought Tyson Fury, Helenius was in camp. So I was surprised that it went that quick, because my thought was that I know that I have training partners and I know the mannerisms of my training partners. Track and field certainly is not a contact sport. So I'm just thinking that if you have someone in camp and you're a boxer, so you probably know mannerisms. So I thought that the fight was going to last at least 5 rounds.
Okay.
But nope. One shot. Ding, ding. Good night. And I went to sleep.
21 first round knockouts. That's a crazy stat for Wilder. That was impressive. All right, we know that you're on location and doing some other things. So kind of an abbreviated edition of the show. Quickly, NFL back this weekend. Couple guys back under center, and I just want to get your take as to who you more excited to see back doing the play calling. Dak Prescott with the Dallas Cowboys or Tua Tagovailoa back with Miami. Is it too quick for Tua? Are you just happy that he's back and getting a chance to do what he loves to do? Or what's your quick take on that?
So both. I think that both. I mean, I Dallas has been humming along without Dak. So I'm just saying it's always, as an athlete or having the brain of an athlete still, it's always good to have someone coming back to doing what they love. With Tua, we know that he had a concussion, regardless of what the arguments are 100%. On any sides.
Yes.
I'm very happy to see him back. I hope that he's healthy. I want to see how he plays, and I'm praying and hoping that he doesn't get hit again.
Well, he'll get hit, but to what extent? Yeah, that's...
Well, knocked out then. I mean, I'm just saying to you that, like, we know that a concussion is an inflamed brain, and what I'd like for him to do is play great football this weekend and hopefully not get concussed again.
And I'm sure he's been cleared, to the utmost capability of whatever doctor has been in charge of that situation, because obviously, this is under the microscope. We're all watching to see, if he's okay. And yeah, I'm with you. I just hope he gets through the game unscathed. Who cares if, the Dolphins actually win that football game? I don't care.
Right.
I mean, this is a victory for Tua, because after what we saw mere weeks ago, it looked like he may never step back onto the football field. He will do that coming up this weekend. And like I said, it doesn't matter or not whether they get the win, because the fact that he's there is win enough. And with Dak Prescott, you're right. Cooper Rush, did a really good job, filling in. But this is Dak's team. And
For now?
This is Dak's team. But yeah.
For now.
We'll keep an eye on that.
It's actually Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is the one who pulls the trigger.
Yes, you're right. I think he just turned 80 recently, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Yeah. So that's the guy on the center. That's the guy.
Yeah. Good on Jerry Jones.
He'll pull it whenever he needs to.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll move on. The Raiders, 1-4. Maybe they get a win this weekend. They're playing Houston. You feeling confident?
Man,
all right, okay. So he just said, leave me alone. Don't bother me. That's what
the Raiders are going to be fine. I mean, funny enough, they played very well last weekend. So, I mean, I can't, I have to say that I hate the L. I hate the loss. But there was definitely an A for effort.
A for effort. That sounds a lot like me in school. A for effort, E for achievement. But damn it, I tried, and that's all that matters. So, yeah, we're looking forward to a full slate of games coming up this weekend. The Raiders, yes, hosting the Houston Texans in a battle of bad football teams. Both just have one win.
That's all right. We'll be all right.
Okay, you'll be all right. Yeah, I'm not concerned.
We're winning that, and then we're on to the playoffs.
Oh, okay. Miami Dolphins, by the way, we spoke of them, home to the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up this Sunday as well. And as for Dak Prescott, and how about them Cowboys? So they take on the Detroit Lions. A very winnable game there for the Cowboys. Oh, man, we've got so much to go through in terms of the anchor leg. You know what? Let's fire that baby up.
A cleaning save to Donovan Bailey is pouring it on.
Pouring it on. So you got a nice glass, a couple ice cubes in there, why not? What are you pouring over those ice cubes when you are pouring it on in a different way? Maybe a little Hennessy. I know people are going to say white rum just because you're in Jamaica. What is Mr. Bailey's drink of choice?
Oh, man. Well, if I'm here, like, you know what, though? It's hot in the afternoon, so I'd really just do a really good California Chardonnay. That's probably what my drink of choice would be in the afternoon, Jason. Yes. As a refresher, certainly I think that, a gin martini is always a good refreshing cocktail. But that's way later in the evening. Yes.
Okay. Back to the task at hand. Toronto Raptors opened things up last night with a 108-105 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it was the defense that was just staunch late. I think the last 5 minutes they allowed one field goal, something like that, against Cleveland. I know it's early, but you know, you probably didn't get a chance to watch the game because you're in Jamaica and you're busy doing other things. But
I did, actually.
You did?
All right. Well, you know, they do have cable down here.
Oh, nice. And yes, soon to get internet.
I'm surprised they have cable in the igloo.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. So the hut that I was in allowed me. Yeah, no, I watched the game. Listen, here's the thing. And you and I have had this discussion on and off there. I trust Masai and Nick Nurse implicitly. I definitely trust Masai implicitly.
Okay.
And we know that every single year, regardless of what the team might look like, that they're going to try and put the best product that they possibly humanly can on the court. And, you know, the Raps look like a beautiful athletic team last night. I was, you know, I was quite, I was looking forward to seeing Donovan Mitchell play in Cleveland. But again, I think the Raps look pretty good. And you know, I see no reason why it is that we're not going to do quite well in the East. I'm not going to make predictions right today. Right. Mm-hmm. But because it is early, but they have a great product, and I think that from management, ownership, all the way down, you know, they definitely are a cohesive unit, and they looked pretty good last night on the
court. Yeah, they did. And Spider, I mean, Donovan Mitchell had what, 31? So
right.
That's just D. Mitch. That's just the way he rolls, and somehow the Jazz won last night against Denver. Don't even know how that happened because they don't have anybody there of note. Not trying to slam the other players. That's my team, so I keep an eye on them, but I don't even know how they won. But Pascal Siakam, there was a five-minute stretch of that basketball game I was watching, and it was like there was nobody else out there for the Raptors. It was just like, give me the damn basketball, get out the way. Kind of like you when you're playing in your house league on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, something like that. Here's what's cool, right? I think that Pascal wants to separate himself. You know, first of all, basketball is a team sport. But I think it's very important for leaders or people who want to lead and to establish themselves among their peers, amongst their teammates, and also in the league itself. And I think that Pascal is now understanding that what's expected of him. I'm very certain that, again, the hierarchy, whether it's owner, manager, coach, they know that he's the one that should be asking for the ball, taking the ball, taking control of everything. So, you know what? Hey, I think that is amazing that he wants it and he looks driven. And he also is ambitious enough to know that he's in an incredible position now. And he needs to, you know, grab a hold of it and own it.
Yeah. We know the key to any team's success is the depth. And as much as Siakam had that spurt where he was doing everything, we should mention six Toronto players finishing in double figures in that victory last night. That's impressive. That's very impressive. You got to share the basketball. Something you do not do in your league. But anyways, share the basketball. That's
I do.
You do? After the game is over. Here, boys, now you guys can get a little piece of this. Let's talk some baseball. The postseason is down to four teams. We got two in the NL. Being Philly and San Diego, that's now down to a best of five. And Houston jumps out with an early 1-0 lead against the Yankees. So now we're down to four. Can I finally get your pick to win the World Series?
No.
Okay.
No, because I still think that the Yankees are going to go, but Houston might beat them.
So can we at least say
I'm just saying to you, like, if I'm talking about the East, right?
Right.
You know, then I think that one of them could go.
Okay, so can I at least get your affirmation, confirmation, litigation? Anyways, whoever wins the American League, you're saying is going to win the World Series? Houston or New York? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's fair enough.
No, because I mean, and that's what I'm saying. I think that the American League champion will be the World Series champion.
Fair enough. Because the other side, the other two teams are both wild cards who have somehow gotten to this point.
But momentum is a hell of a thing, Jason.
100%.
Momentum is a hell of a thing. And if, again, we talk about team cohesiveness, both of them wild cards seem to be playing quite well. You know, yeah. So that's going to be a real interesting series. But yeah, the AL is the winner of the AL is the winner of the World Series. That's my anchor. That's my anchor leg.
All right. That's your anchor leg. Well, that's a nice little segue right into you because recently, they were talking NFL, and one of the most electrifying quarterbacks back in the day as one of my favorite athletes of all time, Randall Cunningham, and people were saying, could you imagine Randall playing now in this new age and new era of football, just how exciting he would be and just how prolific he would be? Because he's one of the pioneers for black quarterbacks.
And, you know what?
You know, it kind of reminds me of you, because could you imagine you right now running up against Trayvon Bromell and Coleman and Lyles and Jacobs and all those guys and how you would fit in?
First of all, if I was competing today, let's just say I'm going to sit back and smile.
The money?
Yeah, all of these things.
Okay.
Anything. And what you do, I would actually have content to show the kids. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If I was competing today. But Jason, you're absolutely so correct. Imagine, Randall Cunningham's an amazing athlete. Actually, Randall's daughter is one of the best high jumpers in the world right now.
Yeah.
Right? Randall Cunningham's daughter. I think her name's Vashni. Vashti.
Yeah, that's it.
But can you imagine Randall, Warren Moon, Michael Vick, even Doug Flutie? Can you imagine these guys? I mean, I know that Doug is not a black guy, but Doug is a guy who could scramble. And certainly when you look at, you know, how someone like Mahomes, can make up plays and do things and throws and side throws and all that. I can't imagine, but I'm telling you, yes, but of all of the quarterbacks that you mentioned and what I've mentioned, yeah, man, what's that?
Doug Flutie.
It certainly is. I think that Randall Some Cunningham Flutie would flakes. Destroy the league now.
Oh, man, he destroy. By far is my favorite athlete. And wow, that would be amazing. And then, because even like you right now, you think of what you ran back then. I know we've had this conversation before, but man, oh, man. Those numbers back then look pretty good right now when you put in all the analytics and different equipment, lighter shoes, quicker shoes, whatever else have you. Yeah.
Well, based upon Dan, I've said this to before. I mean, my coach and I, Dan, talk quite a bit. And then he said the numbers actually, they don't measure up. Our numbers are still better. He said our numbers are still better based upon what we had, the material that we had, the spike plate that we had, the technology we had. I said the numbers are still way better. Like it's a tenth to two tenths better. I mean, that's what makes someone like Usain so incredible, because he didn't have all what the kids had today. And he did amazing things, you know, as probably the tallest, fastest, biggest sprinter that they ever lived. You know, so he did he kind of improved upon, he had some help. Right. But certainly we were running with, you know, plastic shoes with nails on them, you know, and then these kids, you know, having, you know, these amazing spike plates and track and, you know, training and all of these things. I mean, you know, so again, I commend all the kids that are doing amazing things today. So don't make this, I don't ever want to make this thing that, you know, there's any sort of regret. But I'm saying to you that if, you know, there's people that try to compare other athletes, you know, it's almost similar to the whole LeBron versus Michael versus Bill Russell, whatever.
Different
I never saw Bill Russell play, but he has 11 championships. So that makes him incredible. I never saw Will Chamberlain play, but he has 21,000 championships. So, that's that. Michael versus LeBron. I saw Michael Jordan play and man, you know, that was the most amazing man I saw on the basketball court. At the end of the day, also, LeBron is an absolute beast. You know, so for me, it really is just beautiful journey of sport that we all get to embrace, and we get to see generational athletes in each generation, and every single generation can celebrate who they believe is the best. And guess what? Everybody's right.
Fair enough. Final question. I know you're in Paradise, but will you be watching Ticket to Paradise, which launches, I believe, this weekend? Is Julia Roberts and George Clooney.
I have no intentions of being inside of the house, Jason. Outside of the house on a nice...
Are there any drive-ins in Jamaica?
Well, if there was, I would not be in a car in a drive-in. So the answer is no and no. So, I mean, yeah, that movie can wait until I'm back in Toronto and it's cold outside.
Oh, jeez. Wow. All right. So what are the plans for the rest of today as we wrap things up? What do you got going on?
You know what? I have, I actually have two business meetings here. You know, we're going to start there. I have two business meetings and I have to go sort out some other things. I think my driver went to get my car from where it's getting serviced, and a few little things happening. So that's just today. I don't actually have a full itinerary in front of me. So it is Jamaica. I'm definitely not going to make it to the beach because I know that's where you're going. That's what
Got
you're
that
asking.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So there's no beach. There's several meetings and a few loose ends that I need to do, tie up and hopefully I'll be able to go and have some meet with my cousins later on and have some great, great food.
Okay, so on the way out, jerk chicken or oxtail? I just want one word answers from you. Jerk chicken, oxtail.
Depends. That's one word.
That's also underwear. Give me an answer. Which one do you prefer?
It depends, Jason. Listen, here's the thing. Okay, I can say today.
Well, then you know your answer should have been.
Wait. I'm in Jamaica. Yes. So today, I'm going to say jerk chicken. Today.
Today?
But tomorrow, it would be oxtail.
Okay. That's like me asking you, say, Beanie Man, Super Cat.
And I would actually, I'm going to say Beanie Man.
Beanie Man?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, this conversation has to end. Wow. All right. Well, you know what?
Tomorrow I could be Super Cat. There you go.
Boy, no one rides the fence like you. You know what, DB? Whether you're there or here, it doesn't matter. We still got our fans covered in terms of Donovan Bailey running things. As always, we thank you for the company. As we wrap things up, ahead of saying please like, share, subscribe, follow, be a part of the podcast, I just want to say, enjoy your time. And as per usual, you get the final say.
Jason, enjoy yourself. And from paradise, I'm saying to the incredible fans that are out there that are supporting JP and I, stay safe and see you next week.
You got to give us something better than that. Big up, walk good. Give us a little something.
Well, you're a walk good guy.
Yes.
So I'll go brap, brap.
There we go.